Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
One of the things I think that we sometimes do when we read a story like this is we think, oh, if only I had been there. If only I had lived, when Jesus taught, so I could literally sit at his feet, or in this case, stand while he's seated, and learn from him. And what I want to say to our friends who are tempted to go that direction, we actually live in a better time now because those people did not have what we have. Most of them were illiterate. Most of us are able to read. We have the entire counsel of God printed in books that you can get for $5. Or for free. Even churches will hand out Bibles. The whole counsel of God. And we each have the gift of the Holy Spirit, those of us who know him, who will interpret for us, who will help us look at words on a page that suddenly leap. They just leap up into our eyes and into our hearts, and they make sense where they didn't make sense maybe 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago. Now we look at them, and we're just convinced they've changed the Bible, that somehow the one that didn't make sense to us when we were 20 suddenly does make sense to us now that we're 30 or 40 or 50, fill in any year. So, my friends, we are in the presence of Christ when we open his word and allow the Holy Spirit to enlighten the word for us. It is even more exciting than if we sat there and heard him. Isn't that something?
Can I get a witness, somebody? That is worth the price of admission right there, and super important point to make. We can always find excuses and reasons, but our life change happens when we make the time that we have commentaries and devotionals and even freedom, Lizzie, to meet without fear for our lives. I mean, we are set up to succeed in this walk of faith. Wow.
We have everything. God has made it all possible for us. And then, as I said, to add that wonderful, and there is now no condemnation. Wow. But we sadly condemn ourselves. We condemn other people, and we allow the adversary to condemn us. This story, I hope, is going to set us all free from that.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.